Okay. We have... So this week's Parshas is Achrimos Kedoshim. And there's a Ramban in Kedoshim, which is probably, let's say, top three or five famous Rambans a la Torah. So we will not be talking about that one, about Kedoshim Tiyu, but I'm sure that you maybe... I mean, I don't know, I'm sure. I would imagine that many of you have heard something about that Ramban. I actually know of Reish is planning on speaking about that tomorrow morning. I want to talk about a different Ramban. This is a Ramban, though, which is also... I don't know how to rank this one. I would say maybe top 10, maybe top 15 Rambans a la Torah, but... this is a very relevant Ramban for this week of Yom HaTzmaut and Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban. Just some of you probably don't know, but the Ramban, I think he was born in Spain, but he eventually made Aliyah at a time when there was literally just a handful of people in Yerushalayim, of Jews in Yerushalayim. And he came, and in several places in his parish on the Torah, he'll reference, oh, I found this, I was showed this coin of a Machatzis HaShekel, or I was in this place and realized where Kever Rachel is. He mentions the Metzias of being in Eretz Yisrael in several places. But that's not what I want to talk about here. Here, this Ramban is famous, famous, famous if you grew up in Israel. If you went to the Dati Lumi Yeshiva High School, I'm sure you would have seen this Ramban. I never heard about this Ramban until I started learning Ramban. But it's so famous and so interesting and maybe even a little bit controversial about the nature of Eretz Yisrael. So let's jump in. So it says in Achrimos, towards the end of the Parsha, it mentions a bunch of different averos for which the nations in Eretz Canaan are going to be kicked out, are being kicked out. And so therefore we should not act like them. We should not violate Isurei Arayos. We should not serve Avodah Zarah. Because of those things, all these nations are being kicked out, and therefore don't do those things. So says the Ramban. Right, at the beginning, the Ramban is quoting the Psukim, the Pasuk, Vatitma ha'aretz ve'efkod avona alea vataki ha'aretz. Right? And these sins will defile the land, and then I will remember these sins upon the land, and I'll make the land vomit the inhabitants out if they're doing these sins. Okay. Hich mirakasav ve'arayos, the Pasuk is being very stringent about arayos, which is the main context of these Psukim. Ba'avur ha'aretz shetitma bahen, because the land will become defiled through them. Vataki hanifashos ha'usos, and it would spit out, it would vomit out any of those people who do such things. Ask the Ramban a clear question. V'hinei ha'arayos chobas haguf ve'inan tluyin ba'aretz. There's a category called mitzvos ha'tluyus ba'aretz. Trumos, meiser, shmita. Arayos has nothing to do with that. That's a personal obligation. And it should apply to, everywhere. Why should it be? It should say, if you're doing Arayos, Hashem will punish you. If you're in Bavel, if you're in America, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it should be the same. Why is it stressing if you're violating these Yisurim, you have to leave Eretz Yisrael. You have to leave any, meaning you should be punished anywhere. Aval sod hadavar bakasov she'amar, the secret to understanding this relates to a pasuk in Devarim, behanchil elyon goyim, when Hashem on high gave us an inheritance, parts of the world to all the different nations, ba'afrido b'nei Adam, when he separated all of mankind, yatzev givulos amim, that he put boundaries and borders for all the different nations. What does that mean? Ki chelak Hashem amo, but Hashem's portion is his people. So it's a pasuk from Ha'azinu, that Hashem divided up all the nations, but he took Am Yisrael as his portion. What does that mean? B'ha'inyan, the idea being, Ki Hashem ha'nechbad barakol, Hashem, the holy Hashem, he made everything, v'sam koach ha'tachtonim be'elyonim. So this part is a little bit controversial. When I was saying at the beginning, there's a part of the Ramban that's controversial, I wasn't talking about this. But it's just a general discussion, machlokes, between the Ramban and the Rambam, really not only the Ramban, I mean, you have this idea in Chazal, but the idea of, which is the one that's not the science? I think astrology, right? Astronomy is a science and astrology is not the science? You guys give me a... Avi, I can only see you for some reason, so you give me a thumbs up. Is that right? I think so. Okay, I think astrology is the one which we would call non-science nowadays. So the Ramban accepts astrology. He accepts the idea that the arrangements of the stars and the constellations and the different heavenly bodies will influence the mazalos and the kochos that are being influenced into our world. The Rambam rejected that. You could really accept what the Ramban is about to say, just tweaking it a bit without astrology, but that's what he's saying here. Hashem put the koach in the lower worlds.
No more groceries?
In the upper worlds. Okay, v'nasan al kol am va'am be'artzo sam le'goyehem kochav u'mazal yadua kasher noda be'itz tagninus. And he put upon each nation, each area in the world, to all the different goyim, all the different people, a certain star, a certain mazal, right, constellation or force, that influences it as is known through astrology. Okay, you could say this part of the Ramban a little bit differently, that meaning if you don't want to go in the astrology route. You could say, Hashem made that each part of the world has certain kochos. This part of the world gets lots of rain, this part of the world has lots of famine, this part of the world has lots of wealth. Different parts of the world have different, they have different rules that they run, that they go by. V'zeu shneamar, that's what it says. Asher chelek Hashem alokech, chalak Hashem alokech osam l'chol ha'amim. Hashem divided up the world to all the different nations. Ki chalak l'kulam mazalos b'shamayim. He gave each one its own mazal, its own koach in the heavens. V'gvoim aleha malache elyon. And on top of these kochos of constellations are the malachim. Nasnam lios sarim aleihem. This we can also understand, even if we don't go with the astrology route. Hashem made malachim. Hashem literally malachim in charge of all the different nations. Ke'inin shakasa, like it says in Sefer Daniel, Visar malchus paras omeid lenegdi. The officer of the kingdom of Paras is before me. And if you look in context in Daniel, that means the malach in this nevuah. He's the malach of Persia. V'chsiv ine sar yavan ba. I see the malach of Greece. V'nikriim malachim ke'chsiv anino sarti sham etzel malche paras. Okay, sometimes it calls him sar, an officer, sometimes a malach. There's this idea that all the nations in the world have certain rules and systems they go by, which is represented by this malach, which has rules about how it guides and influences its nation. V'hinei Hashem Hanechbad, this is now one of the very, very famous ideas in the Ramban. Hashem Hanechbad hu Elohei HaElokim v'Adonai HaAdonim l'chol ha'olam. Hashem is the beyond all powers in the universe. He's the ultimate power. Aval Eretz Yisrael emtze'us hayishuv. Eretz Yisrael, the middle of the world. Hinachalas Hashem yuchedes lishmo. That's Hashem's inheritance, unique to His name. Lo nasan aleh min hamalachim ktsin shoter u'moshel b'hanchilo osal li'amo hamiyachid shemo zera o'avav. When Hashem gave, I'm going to read the end of the sentence and then explain the beginning. When Hashem gave this land to be the inheritance for His special people, the descendants of His beloved Avos, He did not give an angel or some sort of officer or any sort of force to be in charge of it. V'zeu she'amar v'yisem li segula michol ha'amim kili kol ha'aretz. That's what it means in Shemos. You should be a treasured people to me because I own all the land. Meaning, I'm going to make you my people in Eretz Yisrael, which is only ruled directly and exclusively by me. V'chse v'yisem li la'am, you'll be a people to me. V'anuchi ayel lachem le'elokim, I'll be a God. Lo shitu atem el Elohim acherim klal. This the Ramban says elsewhere, the word Elohim, sometimes in the Torah, like, Lo yelcha Elohim acherim al panai, in the Aseret HaDeberos, what does it mean, Elohim, or Elohim? It means angels. It doesn't mean idols, as the Ramban, it means angels. But the people would serve the angels, so Elohim acherim means idols, but it really refers to heavenly forces, like angels. If you don't have any other malach, or force, besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, V'hine kidesh ha'am hayoshev ba'artzo, Mikdushas Ha'arayos, Hashem sanctified His people that's living in His land with the holiness of observing the Isurim of Arayos, Uvirube HaMitzvos Liosam Lishmo, and also in abundance a tremendous amount of mitzvos that we should do for His sake. Ulekach Amar, that's why it says, Ushmardem Eskol Chukosai, Veskol Mishpatai Vasisem Osam, Lo Taki Eschem Haaretz. Do all my mitzvos, so the land will not vomit you out, because you have to be doing the mitzvot, you have to be living in this land the way that's proper for a land that has its direct connection with Hashem. V'chsev, and it says, V'amar lachem atem tirshuas ad masam, v'atni etnena lachem, the rest of us, Hashem saying, I'm going to kick out these nations, I'm going to give you the land as an inheritance. And so you'll inherit it, ani Hashem lokechem asher abdalti etzchem min ha'amim. Right, I've made you different than all the other nations. Yomar ki hivti lo sonu mikol ha'amim asher nasan lehem sarim ve'elohim acharim. All the other nations have this intermediary. Hashem says, no, for you it's different. B'sito lanu es ha'aretz shil hu yisparach lanu le'elokim v'niyem yuchadim l'shmo. But us it's different. He gave us a land exclusively. And also He made Himself the only force that will influence what happens to us in Eretz Yisrael. V'ni ha'aretz shi nachlas Hashem ha'nechbad. This land of Eretz Yisrael, which is the inheritance of the honorable HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taki ko metame osa. It's going to vomit out anybody that defiles it. V'lo tisbol ov de avodazara u megalim arayos. It just can't stand this holy land, which has this unique, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot stand people who are serving Avodah Zarah or violating Arayos. Right? A famous Gemara now in Ksubos, Vuma Amaram, that's what it says in Ksubos, called Hadar Bechutz La'aretz, Doma Kemisha Ein Lo Aloka. Right? Anybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz is like somebody who does not have a God. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally, it's the Gemara is speaking a little bit in hyperbole, in Guzma, or I mean, you have to figure out exactly what the idea is behind this Gemara, but it's saying somehow, what the Ramban is explaining, is that, what does that mean? That it's as if you don't have a God if you're in Chutz La'aretz. Of course you have a God, but what does it mean? Because there's an intermediary. It's not this intimate, direct connection with Hashem. Obviously Hashem is aware, Hashem is in charge, and Hashem is guiding everything of the Jews all over the world. But still there's nature, and there's intermediaries, and there's other forces that are part of the mix to all the other parts of the world. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly and nothing else. Right, that's what it says. That's what it means when it says, "I've given you the land of Israel to be a god for you." Ve'omer, it says by David HaMelech when he was running away from Shaul and he had to leave to Chutz La'aretz. Ki gershuni hayom mehistapeach benachalas Hashem. Right, I was cast away today from taking shelter in the inheritance of Hashem. Leimor lich avod Elohim acharim. I'm being told to go serve idols. And the Gemara says in Ksubas, what, he's serving idols in Chutz La'aretz? It means no, but he's in the land which is under the influence of these malachim which people are serving, and therefore there's a certain tumah there. V'amru b'tosefta d'avodah zarah. I think it's this. Okay. You know what? No, skip this paragraph. Go to the next one. Umin ha'inyan hazeh. This is now the controversial part of the Ramban, but unbelievable part of the Ramban. Unbelievable. V'min ha'inyan hazeh amru b'sifrei. Based on this idea, it says in the Sifrei, v'avadete mehera. It says in the Torah, if you don't do the mitzvos, you'll be cast away quickly from Eretz Yisrael. Af al pi shani megala eschem min haaretz l'chutz la'aretz. It says in the Medrash in the Sifrei, Hashem's telling us it's true. Unfortunately, there's going to be times in Jewish history when you're going to be avadta mehera, you're going to be kicked away from Eretz Yisrael. Right? But even though I'm sending you into galus to chutz la'aretz, hayu mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. You should be distinct, right? You should look Jewish, act Jewish through the mitzvos. Why? Shekishetichzeru, when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, lo yihu aleichem chadashim. It should not be new. You should be in practice. Mashal la'adon shekaas al ishto. It's a mashal to somebody who got angry at his wife. B'shilcha lebeis avia, and he sent her to her to his father-in-law, to her father. Amar la, even though I'm upset, I'm not going to be upset forever. You should know Kashetes tachshitim, you should wear your nice clothes and your nice jewelry and your makeup. Shekishetichziri lo yalecha chadashim, so that you won't be unattractive when you come back to me. V'chein amar Yirmiyah hatzivi lach tziunim, put up literally the pasuk means in Yirmiyah, put up signs when you go to Chutz La'aretz so you'll find your way back. But the Medrash says, what does that mean? Elu hamitzvos sheYisrael mitzuyanim b'hem. It means you should wear like jewelry when you're in Chutz La'aretz. The jewelry is the mitzvos that we're doing. But so that will be in practice when we come to come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'ine hakasuv she'amar v'avadta mehera v'samta mitzvrei ele. The pasuk that says that you should you're going to be lost from when you do the averas, you're going to be lost and go to galus. And the Medrash says, what does that mean? That when you go to the Chutz La'aretz, you should keep on doing the mitzvah so you won't forget them. Eino mechayev begalus ele b'chobos haguf ketfilinu mezuzos. The context of these psukim of Kriya Shema, the context is, right, is tefillin and mezuzah. Upir shubahen, the Medrash is saying that we should keep on doing these mitzvos of mezuzah and tefillin and chutz la'aretz, kedei shlo yu chadashim aleinu kishenachzor la'aretz. So they won't be new to us when we come back to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikir kol, right, these are not mitzvos hatelius baretz that the Gemara, the Medrash is talking about. It's talking about the basic mitzvos. Ki ikir kol ha-mitzvos liyoshvim be'eretz Hashem. The ikir of all the mitzvos is to be done by those living in Eretz Yisrael. Ulefikach amru b'sifrei, it says in the Medrash, v'yirashtem osa, v'yishavtem ba, v'shamartem lasos. You should inherit Eretz Yisrael, you should dwell in Eretz Yisrael, and you should observe the mitzvos. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shkula kenege kol ha-mitzvos shebetorah v'kachut b'tosefta davodah zarah. What does that mean? That doing the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael is like, doing the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is like doing all the mitzvos. Now that we have a little bit of context of this Ramban, what does that mean? L'chora means that that since the mitzvos were given to be done in Eretz Yisrael, which is the land which is uniquely connected with Hashem, therefore, when you do any mitzvah, if it's tefillin, if it's mezuzah, if it's Shabbos, if it's kashrus, so that means that you're doing it in a fundamentally higher kind of way, because that's where it's supposed to be fulfilled. And therefore, living in Eretz Yisrael is connected kol ha-mitzvos, because it could uplift and enhance all the other mitzvos. Okay, I'm going to keep on going in this just a little snippet of Rav Lichtenstein, but I would like if somebody could just shout out that he hears me and that the connection is clear, because I can't see you guys so much in this screen share. So do you guys hear me? Okay, Shkoyach.
We hear loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Okay, so now I recommend, if you want, I can try to send you the link. I recommend just looking up this, it's a couple-page article. It's based on a sicha given by Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. To the guys in the Gush Chutz La'aretz program about living in Eretz Yisrael. So you should see, he says, I understand not everybody at the end of the day can actually make Aliyah. There's legitimate reasons why it wouldn't necessarily work out, but everybody has to want to. Everybody has to feel like that's their goal and that's where their heart is. Okay, you have to see what he says. I'm taking a snippet out of that sicha. So he says there are many levels of our connection to Eretz Yisrael. First, let us look at some of the halachic issues. The Gemara asks why Moshe, right, just, it's not so long. I mean, I guess it's a little bit long, but not super long. The Gemara asks why Moshe prayed for so long and why he wanted so badly to enter Eretz Yisrael. It answers that Moshe Rabbeinu stated there are many mitzvos that can be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to fulfill them. Meaning, first, the Rabbi Lichtenstein has nothing to do with the Ramban. What's unique about Eretz Yisrael? The fact that you can do Trumos and Maaser and Shemitah and all these mitzvos, from a certain point of view, those mitzvos are a burden. In New York, you can go into any fruit or vegetable store and buy whatever you want. You don't have to worry about trumos and maestros. But in Israel, you have to be concerned about all these things. However, if a person is Yirei Shamayim, this is an opportunity. Furthermore, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, per se, right? Just etzem living in Eretz Yisrael, but I won't expand upon this now. This is now the Ramban. The most striking example of the halachic significance of Eretz Yisrael is the position of the Ramban, that the observance of any mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is qualitatively different than that outside of Israel. He holds the radical opinion that mitzvah observance in the diaspora is only a preparation for coming to Eretz Yisrael, where mitzvahs acquire their full significance. I find this position astounding and alarming, right? I think it's said in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, he was very troubled by this Ramban. But one can adopt it in a moderate vein, meaning not to say that, I think what he means, not to say that mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz are only practice. Of course, they're the mitzvos of Hashem, and certainly they have inherent value, and they bring one closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they add more Kedusha to the world. But nevertheless, the mitzvos still had an added dimension in Eretz Yisrael. There's something special about them. If Rav Hutner Zatzal, right, the Pachad Yitzchok, would daven on the airplane on his way to Eretz Yisrael, right, if he happened to be daven, there's a minion on the plane, or just davening on the plane, he put on his tefillin again upon arrival. He said, before, right, on the plane, I put on Chutz La'aretz tefillin, and I'm putting on Eretz Yisrael tefillin. Right now, he's got to do it again to be Yotze Eretz Yisrael tefillin. It's an additional mitzvah. The Ramban says that this applies to the whole range of one's religious experience. Now, just with this, which even though I think Lichtenstein is done quoting the Ramban, but what he's saying in this next paragraph is certainly flowing from what the Ramban says. What the Ramban says about that there's, that the nature of Eretz Yisrael is that it's uniquely guided and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, all this is true if one is dealing with a relatively narrow view of mitzvah observance, right? What he was talking about until now, what's special about making Aliyah? You could do Trumos, Maestros, you can do Tefillin on a higher level, you could do Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but that's looking at it in the Shulchan Aruch, right? You want to look at which simin am I doing better by living in Eretz Yisrael, but there's something even deeper than that. I don't know if deeper, it's something broader than that. Beyond that, however, there is so much more. In Eretz Yisrael, one should have a sense of standing in the presence of the Shekhinah, of being nestled, as it were, in the Chek HaShekhinah, or in the bosom of the Divine Presence. In Ilchos Tanios, the Rambam lists a series of distressing occurrences, including lack of rainfall, for which we declare a fast. Later, he has a separate chapter about fasting for lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal asks why. He quotes the Gemara stating that the rest of the world has rain, right, similar to the Ramban, very similar, has rain provided by an angel. But in Eretz Yisrael, God cares for the land directly. That being the case, the Rav's thesis is that when there is a lack of rainfall in Eretz Yisrael, this represents Hester Panim, the hiding of God's face. Right, the Rambam lists a fast for a lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael separately, because it's not only a fast because people are in danger of not having water. It's also a fast because people feel like a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't love them. But you'd only expect that Hashem would provide rain because He loves you in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, there's many more rules of nature and intermediaries and all sorts of other factors. In Chutz La'aretz, drought is a tzara like any other, but in Israel it is different. For the guardian of Israel, Shomer Yisrael, is directly involved. Truly, Eretz Yisrael is a land which the Lord your God cares, right? Eretz asher tami dinei Hashem l'kach haba marish sashana ad achrish shana. It's a land where Hashem is always looking upon throughout the entire year. Okay, getting back to the stop share and just wrap it up. When I see you guys again, one second. Stop share. Okay. It's a harif Ramban. And my point here is not to be harif. My point is not to say how bad chutz la'aretz is, and according to the Ramban, it doesn't even have inherent significance. No. Of course, mitzvot are incredibly important everywhere, and they have inherent significance everywhere. But what I want to learn from the Ramban is not so much the negative of chutz la'aretz, but the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban is talking about the nuts and bolts, the mechanics behind it, because Hashem is uniquely guiding and watching over Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it can't bear sinners like chutz la'aretz can in the same way, etc. But what comes out of the Ramban is that Eretz Yisrael has this unique connection, and that reflects itself also in that each and every mitzvah, when it's done in Eretz Yisrael, is unique and significant, and even more of more significance than chutz la'aretz. But beyond that, just the etzem fact that you can establish this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael is something which itself is incredibly, incredibly important. Okay, you have any questions, guys? All right, everybody's on mute. Shkoach, guys, good to see you. Have a great Shabbos. Shkach, guys. Shabbat shalom.